Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Lamed, and we are on Chav Tes Mabez as we continue in the third parak here, Maseches Erevin, Bakol Ma'arvin, all about Inyanim of Erev Tchumen. So we are talking about what type of food, that was the first topic, these past couple of dafim have been discussing, what type of food can be used to set an Erev Tchum. So the first Mishnah said, any type of food can be used, as long as it's not water or salt. What if it's salt, water? So that was a discussion in the Gemara. Does salt, water suffice? Does it need some oil mixed in? So various items mentioned. On yesterday's daf, we spoke about beer, the chulu, and other items. So let us start with the two dots now on Chaf Tes Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Kol shehu liftan kidei le'echol bo, kol she'eno liftan kidei le'echol heimenu. So, kol shehu liftan, anything that is liftan. Liftan is usually translated as something that is eaten with bread. Something that is eaten as a side dish, we would call it. It's not eaten as the main course, but a side dish. So, kol shehu liftan kidei le'echol bo. Enough to eat, as much as you normally eat with a meal, enough of the side, right? Kidei le'echol bo, that's as much as is needed for the Erev Tchum and for two meals. But again, we have to have three meals on Shabbos, but the Erev Tchum has to be an amount of two meals. So as much as is eaten in two meals of this item, along with the main, that would be good enough. Kol she'eino liftan, kol kidei le'echol heimenu. But if something is not liftan, meaning it's the main course, so you have to eat enough, you have to set aside enough to eat just from it, as much as you would use just to have that. Basar chai, what about raw meat? Chai usually is translated as raw meat, so it's translated as that now. Kidei le'echol heimenu, enough to eat heimenu, again from it, that is, because that's the whole meal. Basar tzli, what about roasted meat? Rabba amar kadei le'echol bo. Rav Yosef amar kadei le'echol heimenu. Because it's roasted meat, is that considered, Rashi says, pligi ba, ihavi lifton olo. The machlokas is whether that is called a lifton, the main, or is that called a something that one dips in. Good. We've shown in the Rashba here notes, raw meat. Didn't we mention already that something has to be ready to eat in order to use as an Erev Tchum? We mentioned edibility and accessibility. So it has to be edible. The people eat raw meat. Says the Rashba, v'nire, not just mitzad health. What about mitzad blood? Right, we know raw meat, if it's, has the Isser Dam. So says the Rashba, it must be talking about v'nire dechai umaliach ka'amar. It must be salted raw meat. Aval chai mamish below maliach lav ruba da alma achlile. V'yavagav deika mixas da achlile lav ruba da alma achlile ubala daita neitza kol adam. So he says, I don't think we're talking about regular raw meat because first of all, besides the he doesn't even focus on the halachic issues. Maybe it was he's talking about the lamaisa issues. Do people eat it? Most people don't eat it if it's raw meat, and therefore it cannot be used for an Erev. For an Erev Tchum. So you have to just add in that word, says the Rashba, Ra'achai Uma Liach. Good, we continue. Amar Rav Yosef, Mina Mina La, how do I know that Basar Tzli is good enough, Kedei Lechol Heimenu, and that's eaten as a main course, and that's why just the roasted meat would be good enough to have your Erev Tchum, Dahani Parsoi Achli Tavhaki Blonama. Because these Persians used to eat the meat without bread. And that's an example of Basar Tzli, so they used to eat it without bread, so therefore you see, you can have that as a meal. Amalei Abaya, and we had the similar question a couple of dafim ago. Uparsoi have a ruba da'alma. What do the Persians do something? So that determines for everybody. Because the Persians eat this type of meat as a main. They don't eat it just as a dip, as a side. So that determines for all of Klal Yisrael that you could use it as food and use it for an Erev Tchumen. But it's not true. We know from elsewhere that one little group does not determine for others. But let's just finish, and then we'll come back. V'hatznan, the Mishnah says, or v'hatanya is really a brisa, bigdei aniyim la'aniyim, bigdei ashirim la'ashirim. As we know, there are different measurements for garments in terms of Kabbalah's tumma. If somebody has a very, very small piece of fabric, is that makabel tumma? So the brisa says it depends whose it is. A poor person would use even a very small piece of fabric. A rich person, if it's a small piece, you throw it out. they'd eat a larger piece. So the shiurim are, an ani needs a beged that is only 3x3 etzbaos. Shalosh al shalosh, etzbaos. Tiny little beged, you put three fingers together, shasi va'arev, right, and that is good enough. But an ashir is 3x3 tvachim. It's a bigger piece. So big de aniyim la aniyim. A beged for an ani, this size, right, a small one, 3x3, it's both, that's good enough for an ani. Beg big de ashirim, la ashirim, they're makabal tuma for ashirim. But aval big de ashirim, la aniyim, lo. But big de ashirim for aniyim, we do not say that you require the shear of ashirim. Right, Rashi on top. Klomar la'aniim lo be'inan big day ashirim ela kiva diladitu chazu azli basrayu. Everybody goes by their own behaviors. Hachanami says Rashi. Afagav dila parsoi lav liftanhu. Even though for the Persians they have it as a separate course, they don't have it as a dip liftan, something eaten with bread. Kiva diladidonavi liftan niske b'shir zuta. But according to us, we eat it as a side. So if we eat it as a side, we should be able to use a smaller amount for an Erev Tchum. Remember, if you're only having this as the whole item, then you have to have a larger shear. But if it's for Lifton, then even a smaller shear. So you see from here that nobody deter, everybody goes by their own. And the Ritva adds, not only does everyone go by their own, but a Miut is not Machriya Arov, says the Ritva. You learn from this line of Big Day Ashir Ma'aniyim Lo two things. Ha'echad, ki ana shi'arnu l'Rav Yosef p'parsoi, shokhlan abasa tafhaki, v'shir an yosar gadol mishal sharbade adab shalof timbo. V'svir alon she'en lan alitvo shir gadol d'parsoi la'alma. You shouldn't. El kol chad v'chad b'shi'uri daininon le. That's Rashi's point that the Ritva also added. Everybody goes by their own behaviors. Their own behaviors determine how much of a food must be set. V'od, and also then he adds, da'hasam ha'ashir. The rich are even more, there's more of them, and even so the anim are not pulled after them. So number one point is, every community has to have a separate shear, you see from this Mishnah. And number two, for sure you don't say that the rov would be pulled after the miyut. So just because the Persians do something, so why should that determine my behavior in this context? And if you want to say, well, maybe we're just covering our bases and we're going l'chumra in both areas. In Erev Tchumin, we pick the larger. We pick the larger one, right? So that's, you go by assuming this is the whole meal. And over here, by Big Day Ashir Laniyim, you go by the smaller shear, even a smaller amount. 3x3 etzvos is going to be Bakabal Tuma. So maybe it's just a din of chumra, right? We're not sure what to do. Maybe it's a safik da'araisos, therefore you be machmir. So Vahatanya, no, we don't do that, because you see in the following Tosefta, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ma'arvin L'chole u'lezakein k'dei mazono u'lera'avton b'su'uda beino nisha kaladam. For a chole or a zakein who eat less, an elderly person or a chole, k'dei mazono, whatever they normally eat, that's what needs to be set for an Erev Tchum. Remember, if there's an Erev Tchum being set for a lot of different people, then you got to set the largest amount. But if it's for a set for a specific person, so then you go by the smaller shear. U'lera'avton, but for a ravenous person who just eats a ton, you go by, right, whatever the average person eats. So you see that it doesn't always go by personal. So Kasha, we don't answer that question. We end up saying that it's not clear what we should be doing, right? That's the last question that you see, that you go by lakula azlinan, even lakula for a smaller shear. Good. You find that there are other halachas that we have. How do you determine a certain type of Su'uda, that we discuss is back in Maseches Brachos in the 7th parak, relating to the bracha on Pasah B'Kisnin, the pizza question. The pizza question. So we mentioned then there are two issues involved. Again, not the chaz of that whole idea, but two issues involved. Number one, what is it made as? What is it made as? Like the people who manufacture. Is pizza a snack food or is pizza a meal food? Number one. Number two, how much does the average person eat? So that also might determine, right? The Bir Halacha, if you remember, Nichos Pasul B'Kisin discusses, maybe you'd go by different populations. Zakenim or Na'arim, right? Different people. Maybe teenage boys would have their separate shear of how many slices of pizza are eaten. So you might have different determining factors in terms of a second factor in terms of pasal b'kisa. We mentioned then lamaisa. Most poskim end up saying that it is a meal food bisman hazeh, no matter what it was 30, 40 years ago. But it is a meal food, and therefore one should wash even on a little bit. We have to treat it as bread. There is a shmua in the name of Rav Moshe. It's not written anywhere, but Rav Moshe's sons quote it, and people who are talmidim of Rav Moshe quote it, and this is his shmua that the difference between one or two slices. So if somebody has that minog, so that's fine. But again, most poskim bizman hazeh say that it is hamotzi. And again, who knows what Rav Moshe would say today? Would Rav Moshe say today? So unless you don't know otherwise, you could assume that he would say the same thing. But sometimes factors change. Sometimes behavioral issues change. But again, if somebody has that mesorah to follow in the name of Rav Moshe, it's fine. But again, if somebody does not have that mesorah, and then they lachara, they should wash, because that's what Rav Poskim say today. It is a meal food and not a snack food. Just one ha'arana machlokas also, and that is regarding this brisa, big day aniyim laniyim, big day ashirim lashirim, back in Maseches Shabbos, there is a machlokas. What tumah is this regarding? This regarding all Kabbalah's tumah? You have the shear for an ani and an ashir. If you look in Rashi in Maseches Shabbos, Adaf Mem Zayinim and Aleph, he talks about all tumas. He's not machalik. He says, big day aniyim shalosh al shalos, o shechutin aveh, or thick threads, havi begadim laniyim le'inyin tumah. Tosfos says, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, the dafka betumas medris, to be yichud talya milsa. The issue of having a large enough beged is only for Tumas Medrash, as we spoke about the last couple of days, about a Zav or a Zava sitting on a certain item. So it needs to be a certain right a size in order to be able to be something roy to sit on. Aval Bishar Tumas lo talya milsa beyichud, the filo haya mutal ba'ashpa, marbinan de mehabeged, the shalosh ha-shalosh mitame bein lani and bein lashirim. Right, by other tumas, there's an objective shear, small shear, and you don't have to worry, it doesn't go by different people, to be krolo mifling midi. So machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, whether these shiurim are only for tumas medris, or it's for all types of shiurim as well. Good. Says the Gemara, umi, omar, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, hachi. Does Reb Shimon ben Elazar really say this? That what? That by a ra'avton, you go by suda benin shel kol adam. You don't go by specific individual cases. So okay, it's amazing here. We're comparing, another example, we're comparing two totally different contexts in halacha. You might say, for certain areas in halacha, you have individual rules, and certain areas not. We just already had. We had Erev Tchumin versus Tumas Begadim. How can you compare the two? Maybe for Tumas Begadim, it is individual, and for Erev Tchumin, not. The Gemara assumes you can compare. Kala Torah Kula in Yenechad. So now we have another context of Tumah V'Tahara. V'Tanya, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Og Melech HaBashan, Pischo Kemilu'o. It's Og Melech HaBashan, a huge giant. We know there's a halacha based on Mishnayis and Ahalos called Sof Tumah Latzeis. What's Sof Tumah Latzeis? We know it's a concept of Tumas Ohel. Right, if a mace is in a house, then the entire house, everything under the roof is Tame. What about under the doorways, going out of the house? Is that also Tame? If there is a kli in the doorway, do we say that's Tame? So, the Mishnah says, if we have no idea which doorway the mace is going to go out of, so then they're all Tame. They're all Tame. But if you can foresee, there is one main doorway, there is one larger doorway, there's one doorway that's four tefachim wide and the others are not four tefachim wide. If you can foresee, then you're allowed to say all the other doorways are tahar and only the main doorway is tameh. So, what happens if you have Og Melech HaBashan, he died, and he's in a house, and there's one huge doorway to fit Og Melech HaBashan, and the other ones are smaller? So, only the huge one is Tameh. Sof Tumah Latzeis. That's the halacha. So you see from there, says the Gemara, that you do make halachas individual. Right? And even though for other people, other doorways might be Tameh, for Og, you only go by this doorway. Right? But that Reb Shimon Elazar, Og Melech HaBashan, Pischo Kemilua. The Pesach that's going to be Tameh is the one that can fit Og. So you see from there that it's going to it is individual. So how can you say the Ravton is like Sudas Beinu Shokol Adam? So if Abaya says Abaya back, question is, was Abaya really talking back, or he just mentioned before? Hasam, Heichi Levin, What else are you going to do by Og? What, you're going to go by a smaller doorway? Hadumi nahadme v'nafke? What, you're going to chop him up and take him out? Not going to chop him up, you're going to take Og out as is. So that already might be an answer of don't compare the halakhic contexts. By soap, by tumas, oh well, it's about taking the corpse out. If you're taking the corpse out and you have a huge corpse, of course you have to go by each and every corpse if it's going to fit. Masha'en kein, by Erev Tchumen, you do not have that. You're not held responsible for that. Yerodea, Shinayin base. Please. Two ha'aras on this. Number one is we have the we have the Ravton discussion of Suda Beinin Shel Kol Adam. We mentioned in the past, there is an idea that a Ravton is someone who eats many achila gases. We mentioned in the past, Rabbeinu Tam in a few places in Shas, Tosfos and Maseches Nazir and Daf Chav Gimel and elsewhere, talks about there are two types of achila gases in halacha. Because there is a Gemara that says if I eat an achila gase, if I eat a ravenous meal, right, we're talking about a Ravton here, if I eat an achila gase on Yom Kippur, I'm not chayev karis. Wow. Eat achila gasa. So you see from there, an achila gasa is lav shmei achila. It's not called an achila. But there's another Gemara that says, if I eat Karban Pesach, it's the achila of Karban Pesach is this risky achila. Because we know we have to eat it ala sova. So we have to eat it as we're becoming satiated, but if we're already full and we eat it as an achila gasa, it's not so good. Achila gasa. But the Gemara says, if I eat Karban Pesach as an achila gasa, I did not do mitzvah men amuvchar, but I did an achila. Say, ask Tosfos, is achila gasa an achila or not an achila? If I eat something when I'm totally full, right? We know we're not supposed to eat achila gasas. If I eat something when I'm totally full, is that appropriate or not? So Tosfos says in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, two types of achila gasas. One type of achila gasa is that you're full, but there's always room for jello. Right? There's always room for a little bit more. So that ishmei achila, and that you'd be chayiv on Yom Kippur. And that's what we're talking about by Karan Pesach. But there's another type of achila gasa that if I eat another morsel of food, I'm going to be sick. I can't fit anything else in my stomach. That type of achila gasa is inappropriate. And that type of achila gasa might not even be called an achila. And on Yom Kippur, you'd be putters. Those are two types of achila gasas. I'm not sure which one is being meant here by the Ravton. The Shulchan Aruch talks about achila gasas where? In Hilchos, Shal Shudas. Where the Shulchan Aruch says, Chachamida Barosha. We have to make sure that we leave enough space. Right, we can't blame halacha at Shal Shudas time and say, oh, I ate so much by lunch, you know, I can't eat Shal Shudas. No, that's our fault. That's not the fault of halacha. We have to make sure, if we think we're going to be full, we have to skip dessert by the second meal on Shabbos, so we would have room, chachamina barosho, to make sure that we can leave room for sudash lishit at the third meal. Number one. Number two, the other point is, I saw some achronim say, Shram Shannon Balacha, so, Melech HaBashan, is there Tumas Oel by a non-Jew? So Tumas Oel, that's a major Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Tanoim. Machlokas Tanoim, it's quoted in Maseches Yevamos, and Machlokas Rishonim. A non-Jew is a non-Jew mitame ba'ohel. Is there any issue with a Kohen going into a hospital where it's mostly non-Jews? Where it's mostly Jews, that's a separate question. Then the only question is, do you have to assume that there are Jews that have died in the hospital? But let's say it is a non-Jewish hospital, in the Chutz La'aretz. Is there any issue with a Kohen going into a non-Jewish hospital? Right, so that is a major machlokas. Could you prove anything from our Gemara? A Omelech HaBashan, the Gemara is assuming, is Batayim Ohel. Or is that just, it's just saying a giant. Doesn't mean literally a goy, a non-Jew. So that is, might just be a Melitza, might just be a Mashal. If Og was here, it doesn't mean literally, Pashas, you can't bring, any riots from this. What is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch is somewhere in the middle. Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Rambam, Bali Tosfos assume that a non-Jew is not Metameh Ba'ohel. He's Metameh B'maged B'masa, and not Ba'ohel. And therefore, if there's it comes up, let's say a Kohen is walking next to a non-Jewish cemetery, and there's a tree that overhangs the kfaris, and overhangs the sidewalk. Is there any issue that a Kohen has to be worried about? Someone once pointed out that, you know, in many cemeteries, in America, in various Jewish communities, you know, it could be that a lot of the non-Jewish cemeteries, there are a lot of Jews buried there. A lot of Jews, just got to look at some of the names. You know, it's probably from 100 years ago, 150 years ago. So even a Jew who is totally assimilated still has Klushas Yisrael. So one has to be very careful even in a non-Jewish cemetery. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Avelus, right, that's where Hilchas Tumas Kohanim is presented. Simin Shin Ayin Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis, Kivrei Ovdei Kachavim, Nachon Lizaher, We mentioned last week, there aren't too many cases where the Shulchan Aruch says, it's good to be careful about this. We mentioned this by eating one grape. It's good to be careful not to eat one grape. See, here he says again, Nachon li zoher. He doesn't say asur, he doesn't say mutter. Nachon li zoher hakoy milelech aleihem. It's a good idea to not. Why? To be choshesh for the Rishonim that say, Kivrei Akam are also metame ba'ohel. Right, lechadchila. Somebody once, I just heard a shayla recently about a dentist who used to have a skull in their office. Right, a skull to show the patients the teeth. So a Kohen asked her, oh, am I allowed to go there? So Pasha's lechadchila, no. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, lechadchila, even kibriyot the gochavim. Nochon lizara, Kohen, milelech aleihem. And a skull is matame boa, a whole skull. So about most of the body, a whole skull, or most of the spine. All the spine, all different halachas about Tumas Oel. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Quoting to, right, Afo pi sheish makilin, even though there are some that are makel, the Ramah adds, v'nochon lahachmir, nochon lahachmir, the Ramah says, nochon lahachmir. Everybody agrees, magen masa. Come on, everybody. Magen masa. So, you know, taking, touching them. Avo kever shel, this obviously relates to the issue about of a Kohen going to medical school. And the problems that, the first problem is anatomy. And I'm not going to touch the corpse. Shulchan Aruch says Nachon Lizar, even to Mazohel. Vokaber Shemuber Lavodes Kochavim Matamik Shel Yisrael. Right, a heretical Jew is still Matami Baohel. That quotes the Rashba. We're not Mako there. Okay, let us continue. So again, from here, Lav Dafka, that there is a raya that Og Melech Habashan is going to be Matami Baohel, and Gemara is taking a stand on that issue. Okay. We continue. Iboilahu pligi rabbanan alei de Rishim ben Elazar olo. Did the rabbanan argue under Rishim ben Elazar, who says that by a ravton you just go by a medium meal through the bainanis or not? Do they argue on them? Tashma damar rabba barbachana am rab yochanan o melech habashan pischo barba. Right, so it's stated in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, it's not dafkar Rishim ben Elazar. So you see, it's the if they agree to that halacha, don't they agree to the Erev Tchumen halacha as well? So where I said, no, maybe not. So again, all these lines might have a lot of fundamental issues behind it. Compare the two halacha contexts. Don't compare the two halacha contexts. So now the Gemara creates a rejection. Hasam, over there. It does it even within the Tumas Oel case. This might not be a raya that they agree with the earlier statement. Hasam, ti'ika psachim ktanim tuva vika chada havei arba'a. It could be when the Rabbanan said it over there, is that there are a lot of smaller psachim, even less than four tvachim wide, and one that was larger. So obviously the one that you are going to widen even more to fit Og through is the one that's already four tvachim wide. But maybe if they're all four tvachim wide, so maybe you wouldn't say that by a regular individual. So lav dafka that the Rabbanan agree. Period. Amar Rav Chiya bar Rav Ashi, Amar Rav, getting back to the earlier halacha, Ma'arvin bebasar chai. You're allowed to use the basar chai. Amar Simi bar Chiya, Ma'arvin bebeitzim chayos. You could use raw eggs. V'kama, how many eggs do you need? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Sinai Omar Shtayim. Sinai says two. Two eggs. Who? Sinai? So Rashi quotes, Kari Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was called Sinai. Lafishaya Baki b'mishnai subraisis. Sinai symbolizes the desert, the vastness of a certain area. Bakias, he was a baki, and therefore he was called Sinai. And he says too. Lamaisa, we put matzahs out for Erev. A box of matzahs, right? At last, it could be even used on Pesach, right? On put challahs, which get moldy in a quicker fashion. But Sinai Mishnah, I'm sorry. Generally the same halachas. We'll talk about it later on. We're talking about tchumen, but usually the same halachas are used for chaseris. Usually booze, two sudas, yes.
Doesn't it go by the
question is, do you need a kolecha v'echad? So we'll talk about it. We're talking about one person here. But at least one for tchumen here, it's two sudas, because that's what we're talking about, a yachid. If you remember the Sinai Oker Harem Gemara, comes up in Meseches Brachos and comes up in Shabbos, which is greater, a Sinai person or an Oker Harim person? Remember the last daf of Meseches Brachos discussed the Sinai, which was Rav Yosef, and Oker Harim, which the Gemara spoke about on daf Samach, Dalet Amud Aleph here at the end of Brachos. Mi de Rabba Rav Yosef, de Rav Yosef Sinai, v'Rabba Oker Harim, Itzrachol Lehu Shaita. right? They needed, they had a question. Shalchu lahasam, Sinai va'okar harim, eza meyam kodem. Who gets shlishi? If you have the Sinai in shul and you have the okar harim in shul, what's the okar harim? The one who is iyun and amkus and the machadesh. So who gets shlishi? Shalchu lahu Sinai kodem. Sinai gets shlishi. Shehakol tzrichin lamari chitaya. Because everybody needs the owner of the wheat. Meaning, to give you basic information of wherever you need. So, that's Sinai Marichitaya Rashi, Lamisha Kibetz Tvua Limkar, Kloma Lamisha Kibetz Shmuos. So you read this Gemara, this you have many Gemaras on both sides of the issue here, that you have to be a Sinai in order to, Sinai comes first. If you look at the Me'iri there in Harios, this Gemara appears in Brachos, and at the end of Harios, the Me'iri says that if you're just an Okar Harim, and you have no Sinai element, then you're for sure take a back seat, right? If I only know one mesechta in Shas, I know nothing else, but I could come up with a big chidushim on that mesechta. So the Meiri says, you have to have a basic Sinai information, and then you could be Okar Harim. Mi she'ein biyado el sugyas ha-talmud sedura b'fiv, and also the opposite, right? He says, puts both together. And then he says, if you have all b'kiyas, but you have no Havana, I can name you every sugya, wherever it is, but I don't have any amkus, that's also no good. You gotta have a little of both. Aval, mishein biyado ala sugyas atalmud sedura befiv, vein biyado derach psak, ubachina bidimyonos, ubahavanas davar mitoch davar, eno bakol sinai klal, velo bakhlal bal hora, velo od ala shetzarach lihi zair me hora asam harbe, ache yefal suha, mishe moza muunyanos, vesichlo zach, lachriyas akaf lechen mitzdadav. Gotta be very careful in terms of who you choose as a posek. Make sure they have some Sinai and they have some Okar Harim. But halavai, we should all, remember as much as we can from our learning. So again, in our day, we have to try to do both. We got a Bekiyas, Be'iyun, Sinai, and Okar Harim. But here, the Gemara used Sinai as the nickname for Rav Yosef. Good. Next, if somebody makes a neder, our Mishnah had said, if somebody makes a neder from mazon, I'm not allowed to get any benefit from food, from mazon, I'm allowed to benefit from water and salt. So, only water and salt are not called mazon. Hakol mili ikri mazon. But everything else is called mazon? But it sounds like you could use anything for an Erev Tchum. Lema Devi Tiyufta de Rav Shmuel. Is that a kasha on Rav Shmuel? The Rav Shmuel Dami Travayu. In Mavarch and Barim Minei Mizonos, Ela Al Chameshas Amini Belvad. You make Mizonos on all five Minim. And that's it. Right? But our Mishnah sounds like everything is called Mazon. Mizonos. Everything is called Mazon except for water and salt. So the Gemara says, Velo Svinei Chada Zimna. Didn't we already ask a kasha Mizachas Brachas on them? Which we won't review now, but the Gemara says, okay, but our issue is this also a question on Rav and Shmuel? Right, Rav and Shmuel says only five grains are called mizonos, and the Mishnah Nedarim sounds like other things. Right, the Sfas Emes just here leaves Betzarach Ian. We know Nedarim are always different rules and regulations. Right, what do we say in Nedarim? Holchanachar Lashem Bnei Adam. What do people mean when they say something? You could always give that answer when you compare Nedarim to any other halachic context. But I guess the Sfas Emes says, he was trying to come up with an answer even without having to say that. So Gemara says, Omer Efuna, Ba'omer, what he meant to say here in our Mishnah is, Kol Hazon Alai. Mizonos, that's only the five grains according to Rav and Shmuel. Anything that sustains me, Kol Hazon is a more inclusive Lashon. So that includes everything besides water and salt. Anything that satisfies me. So the Gemara says, Mayim Umelach Hudelo Zayni, so only water and salt do not satisfy. Hakol mili zayni, but everything else in the world, okay, not on Rav and Shmuel anymore, but now we're asking on a different source, satisfies? What do you mean? But we learn for Rav Rechana, Ki avi azilno basrei Rabbi Yochanan, when I followed Rabbi Yochanan lemechal preri ginosar. When I went to Rabbi Yochanan to eat the fruits of ginosar, which we assume is around the Kinneret, Kiavinan Beimeya, when we were 100 Talmidim, go following Rabbi Yochanan, Haviman Kitinan, Lakol Chad Vachara, Sara Sara. We each carry 10 fruit. We each carry 10 fruit, right? Meaning 1,000. 1,000 fruit for Rabbi Yochanan. Kiavinan Beasara, when we were only 10 Talmidim, Haviman Kitinan, Lakol Chad Vachara, Meya. We each carried 100. Rabbi Yochanan wanted 1,000 fruit. So however many Talmidim we were, that's how we worked it out. Vachol Meya Minayu, and each 100, and each can hold a basket, but plus a savi, hold three savi, certain measurement. Vavi achalu lekulan, and Rabbi Yochanan would eat all of them. Vi amar, right, we know Rabbi Yochanan was a baal basar, the Gemara says in Brachas. Vi amar shvuasa delotam leziyuna, and after he ate, he would swear that he's not satiated. Delotam leziyuna. Delotam leziyuna. So we just said, what do you mean? Everything satiates besides water and salt. So Rabbi Yochanan says here that this special fruit does not satiate. Gemara says, Ema mizona. Maybe he meant to say Shvutlotomli mizona, not ziyuna. So again, it's not mazon, but it is mazin. It would be mazin. The Marsha there in Brachas, Daf Mem Dalet, where this Gemara also comes out, says this was the tine of the Meraglim. Meraglim's like, yeah, it's great, it's delicious, but it doesn't satiate. There's something wrong with these fruit. It's not mazin. So he says, Dafka, this was the claim of the Meraglim. They found something negative to say about the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Again, we have to realize the gavus. There's a beautiful Bach I mentioned in the past. The Bach in Hilchos, Bracha Achrona. We say, hopefully we have Kavana, and we should have Kavana, V'nocha mipirya v'nisla mituva. Right? We should eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. V'nocha mipirya. Is that something that we yearn for? Let's daven for, Beis HaMikdash and Hashras HaShchina. I can't wait to eat the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. That's something we daven for. V'nochal mipiria, v'nispa mituva, says the Bach, it's in Reish Ches. If you never saw it, you got to look it up. So the Tur there says, take out that line. That's what the Tur says. V'yesh omrim, v'nochal mipiria, v'nispa mituva, v'ein la'omro, says the Tur. She'ein lachmod ha'aretz bishvil piria v'tuva, elo l'kayim ha'mitzvah satzliyuspa, adkan. What are you going to go to Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruit? Right, the great restaurants. So says the Bach, no. The Bach says, the fruit of Eretz Yisrael has special Kedusha. Says the Bach, Tema, halo Kedusha sa'aretz nishpas, ba mikedusha sa'aretz o elyonahi, nishpas gam bepeiroseha, she yon kim mikedushas hashchina, hashochenes bekerev ha'aretz. And therefore says the Bach, it's no problem. V'nocha mipirya, we want to eat from the physical fruits of Eretz Yisrael, which get nourished parallel to the spiritual powers that are up above. Ki ba'achilas peruseha anu nizonim mikdushas hashchina umitarasa v'nispa mituvasa. So the Bach says, don't change any gersos. The Bach lived in Poland, right? Ain't done any gersos. I think that you can leave the gersa. Good. We continue. Second to last skinny line. Amar afuna marav shvua shlo ochel kikar zu. If somebody says, I swear that I will not eat this kikar, Marvin Loba, he could still use it as an Erev. Why? Because he could get other benefits from it. As long as he could get benefit from it, it's okay. He says, I can't eat it. Kikar zu alai, this kikar is usur on me. So that's a more inclusive language. So, hey, Marvin Loba, then you can't use it because that is now usur bihana'a. Tosfos discusses the principle of mitzvos lav lahenos nitnu. Mitzvos usually aren't viewed as hana'a, so why would this be a problem? He says maybe this is going according to the opinion that you can make an Erev Tchumen even not for a mitzvah. Okay, either way, Tosfos discusses that. Okay, but so far we have Rav Huna's statement. Rav Huna says, I swear I won't eat it. You're allowed to use it as an Erev Tchum. This is usur to me. I cannot use it. The Brisa says, if I make a nether from a kikar, I'm allowed to use it. So what did you say in that brisa? My lav de amar alai. You say the lashon neder. So isn't that a lie? You say upon me it's aser, which is against Rav Huna. So where it says lo, de amar zu. No, the case is you said zu. This is aser for me to eat. So it fits with Rav Huna. Hachanami mistav. It also makes sense. Diktani nami, because it also said diktani seifa. Emasai, the seifa of that brisa says, when do I say this halacha applies? Bisman sha'amar shvua shalo et amena. If I swear that I will not taste it, that's when I'm allowed to use it. Aval amar alai my hachanami dein marvin loba. But amar alai, right, then it will be mashma that you wouldn't be able to do it, right? So that's why it fits in. Our understanding of the brisa is correct, says the Gemara, because alai must be usur. So the Gemara says, ihachi, if it's true that the brisa is talking about zu, but alai would be mutter adetani. So in the seifa, Kikar zu hektish ema arvin loba, the save of that brisa which we quote now, which says I cannot use a cookie of the Beis Hamikdash, a kikar of hektish, I can't use that for an eruv. Why? Lefisha ema arvin back day shows the Gemara, the brisa brought in a separate new factor of not being allowed to use a hektish cookie. But if it's true that the brisa agrees to Rav Huna, that it's a chilek between zu and alai. So why didn't it just say that? Liflo v'lisne b'dida. B'bedram amurim d'amar zu aval amar alai ima arben loba. Right, we always ask. In a brisa, it's better to distinguish within the same case instead of bringing in a new factor. So here too, why do we bring in the new factor of hektish? There's a distinction within the case itself. So Gemara says, Amalecha Rafuna. Rafuna would say back, Elamai. What? So what's, how else would you interpret this brisa? Kalecha to Amar Alai Ma'arvin. Well, wherever you would say Alai, you do Arma Arif, Sakasa Resha. The ratio would still be problematic because the ratio did not explicate that. So the Gemara says, what you have to say is Chesuri Machzor V'Hakitan. You have to say there are some words missing. Hanodir min Akikar Ma'arvin Lo Ba. If you make a neder from a kikar, you're allowed to use it as an Erev. V'Afilu Amar Alai. That's what the ratio would mean. Even if you said Alai, you're allowed to use it. Na'asek Omer. You treat it as if the following was said. Shvua Shalo Et Amena. That's how you could interpret the ratio. But Lamaisa, that comes out against Rafuna, that there's no distinction between Zu and Alai. Bikomakom Kasha the Rafuna, so who the Amar Rebbe Eliezer? Okay, you find another Tana that he would hold like Titania Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Shivua Shla Ochal Kikar Zu, Ma'arvin Loba. Kikar Zu Alai, Ma'arvin Loba. So you see, the same distinction that Rafuna made is found in the Tanam, is found in Rebbe Eliezer. Let's just finish and then we'll quote a tshuva. Umiyama Rebbe Eliezer Hachi, does Rebbe Eliezer really make this distinction of, I can't eat this? Then I'm allowed to use it. This is aser to me, then I can't use it. V'hatanya, ze'aklal, adam oser atzmo ba'ochel ma'arvin loba. If somebody forbids himself on the food, then he can use it. Ochel ha'ne'esar lo la'adam ein ma'arvin loba. The food is aser to me, I can't use it. So that's pretty good, that's fine, that fits for Rafuna. But Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Rebbe Eliezer, who's the one that we lined up with Rafuna, argues, kikar zu'alai ma'arvin loba. His chilek is between Kikarzu and Kikarzu Hekdesh Ema Arvin Loba, Lubish Ema Arvin Bobak Deshos. So you see there from Rebbe Eliezer, he does not have that distinction. So Trey Tanoi, I leave the Rebbe Eliezer. It must be a machlokas later Tanoi on what Rebbe Eliezer said. There is an interesting tshuva of the Nodi Yehuda, which we'll have to come back to also later in the Masechta. It's in Tinyana Simin Lamites. There was a case where a community kept an Erev in the shul. It was an Erev Chatzeros, talking about Erev Chatzeros. They kept the Erev in the shul. The problem was that the Jewish community or the shul, not 100% clear, didn't pay their taxes to the government. So the government, one Shabbos morning, locked the shul. Can't get in. It's closed by government. Right? They must put a stamp on the door. You pay the taxes, then we'll let you all have open up your shul. So the question is, the Arabs inside. So is you allowed to... What do you do with this? So, Asher Shal Be'ir Shenechtam HaBeit HaKnesset Misarei HaMdina Avur Mas HaMelech Mahadina Eir Hamunach Be'Beis HaKnesses Havadai Milsa Depshita Shachosim Hazeh Asur L'Shover B'Savis. You can't break into that shul. Number one, Mitzad the Isra Mekalkel. Number two, nobody's going to do it because it's the government. The government, nobody's going to break this. V'Lachein Yerlani Yizdaiti, he says, Yesh bazeh mitzad iser mitzad sheyesher lishbor achotem mitzad gzeres hamalchus ki mi yishlach yalef toach chosam hanechtam bipkidi hamelech umashakasav ay shebiyado lefro amas hamelech. It's biyad. Sometimes we have an halacha, something that is in your power is good enough. Biyado nirleni is daiti kivon de mechuser mamona lo amrin and hoel. You don't have the money. If you don't have the money and they're not about to pay, then you don't say hoel. You know what he compares this to? You can't use hektish for an eruv. What do you mean? Biyado. Biyado is your, it's in your, you can redeem it from Hektish. Biyadcha to redeem it. You didn't redeem it. You don't say Hoel. You don't say, since you can't redeem it, it's, you're able to use it. You don't say that principle in the context of Eirv here in this case. So here, because Hoel, you're going to get the money, so you'd be able to get into the shul, that's not good enough for Eirv. You see this from our halacha of Hektish. He has more there, but not for now. Weiter. So the Mishnah says in the bottom, Me'arvin l'nazir b'yayin. The Mishnah had said that a nazir is allowed to have his erev with wine, even though he's not allowed to drink wine. Masnisa d'locha b'shamay. D'tanya, the Mishnah is against b'shamay. D'tanya b'shamay omrim. Ein ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin l'nisua b'truma. B'shamay argues. Rabbi Shammai says it has to be specific for each individual. A nazir can't use wine. A Yisrael cannot use truma. Beis Hillel Omrim Ma'arvin L'Nazir B'Yayin L'Yisrael B'Truma. That's fine. Omr Lehen Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says Iyatem Odim Shema'arvin L'Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. But don't you agree that you can make an Erev Tchum for a Gadol on Yom Kippur even though he can't eat? Why? Because a child can eat. A child could eat. Rashi, let me show you gadol heavy say Cyrus. You can hold a chazi lekatan she'eno bar onshin. So you see, even if it's not edible halachically, you could use it. So that's Beis Hillel's question on Beis Shammai. So Amru Lahan, they said, Avo, we agree with you. We agree with that statement. Amru Lahan, okay, so Beis Hillel says, so what's the difference? Kishem Shemarvin Lagadol B'Yom HaKippurin, Kema'arvin L'Nozer, B'Yayin L'Yisrael B'Truma. There's no difference between Yom Kippur for everybody and Nozer for Yayin and Yisrael for Truma. U Beis Shammai, how would Beis Shammai be Mechalik? Right? Why would he agree by Yom Kippur and not by the others? Hasam ika seuda haruuya mi beod yom. What's the simple understanding? At the second that the Erev is set, it's still edible. Erev Yom Kippur. When the Erev is set, you can eat it, says Beis Shammai. Hacha leka seuda haruuya mi beod yom. But here, it's never. Yisrael can never eat truma. When the Erev is set, it's not edible. So therefore, there's a big difference. Is there another hidden meaning of this Gemara of Erev Yom is not only edible, but it's you're mechuyev. You're mechuyev, and right, the only weekday of the year that there's a mitzvah daraisa to eat. There's a mitzvah. Do you also? It's not ra. It's not mochrach. But do you get a sense of this Gemara? Could it be that we're talking about for Yom Kippur? We mentioned in the Shabbos Shuvah drasha a couple of years ago that the mitzvah of Erev Yom, eating an Erev Yom Kippur, right, the machlokas we've shown him what it's about. Rov we've shown him assume that it's all about hachana. Hashem knows that we're going to fast on Yom Kippur anyway, so he's the chesed of Hashem. He gives us a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. But the Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, really, the Erev Yom Kippur, we need a Suda Yontif. It's just that Yom Kippur, we have to fast. So you can't eat a Suda on Yom Kippur. Where's Suda Yontif? So we bump it up. We bump it up a little bit to Erev Yom Kippur. So maybe that makes this Gemara even stronger. Right? It's just that Beis Shammai is saying that the suit of Yom Kippur, this is the suit for tomorrow. Just we do it earlier, and at that time, everybody could do it. Again, it's not a raya, but it fits in. It gives this line more teeth. According to that Shari Tshuva in Shari Dal and Perek Tes, that the suit of Erev Yom Kippur is really Su'udas Yantif for Yom Kippur. Good. There's also a big discussion of this Rashi. You can underline the Rashi and look up the Achronim on the Rashi. A katan who does an Avera, or I should say, a katan before age 13. If he eats on Yom Kippur, is that 100% mutter? Or is it not the best, but you don't get punished for it because you're a katan? Rashi says, Hov a chazi la katan she'eno bar onshin. If it was usher for a katan with a ptur onshin, would that be good enough for the Gemara to consider it's ra'ui? If he's going to do an avera l'chadchila for it, or Ramosha as a tshuva? The third tshuva in all of Yaradeya. Chelek Aleph in Ramosha. Ramosha says, don't take this Rashi literally, it's lav dafka. Really, a katan is mutal chadchila. There's no issue. Mutal chadchila to eat on Yom Kippur. It's not an issue for a katan. Okay, there's other issues here. Tchumen on Yom Kippur, but we'll continue. Kiman. So who is this version of our Gemara like? Deloka Chananya. Titania. Chananya is a different shita. Chananya Omer. Kol atzman shel Beis Shammai lo hayu modim be'eruv ad sheyotzi mitasa v'kol teta shmisho l'sham. Chananya has an extreme shita. To set an Erev Tchum, food is not enough. You gotta bring your bed and your chair and your table. You gotta bring all your kalim to the place where you want to be your center of Shvisa on Shabbos. That's Chananya Shita. Kaman Azla HaDetanya, who holds the following? Irei Bishchorim Lo Yatza B'Lavanim, B'Lavanim Lo Yatza Bishchorim. If you put out black clothing, then you can't go out with white. Why? You can't go out with black. Meaning, just taking out one thing is not good enough. Kiman Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Chananya Hivali B'Dei Shammai. That's LaChananya, who has the highest extreme shita. They have to bring out all your kalim. Ula Chananya Bishcharim Udilo Yetzei Habalavanim Yetzei Hamar Ache Yotzi Mitazav Chetash Mishal Hashem. What if the Brisa says if you went out with white, you brought out white, you can't go out with black, but you can go out with white. What do you mean? You have to bring out everything. So Gemara says you're right. Hachi Gamar Ire B'Lavanim B'Hutzrak Lishcharim Af B'Lavanim Lo Yetzei Kiman Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Chananya Hivali B'Dei Shammai. Right? So you have to bring anything that's normally used. The Ritva says anything that's normally used on a Shabbat, basic household utensils, that all has to be brought out to create your Erev Tchum. We can think of the lumnus, what exactly is Erev Tchum according to Chananya. It's mamish, your house is there. You have to have your symbolic house. We just have food. Much more flexible. Right? But he says, mamish, your house has to be there. Sumcha Zamar Bechulin, continuing, remember the Mishnah said, according to the Tanakhama, a Kohen could, Yisrael could use Truma, and a Nazir could use wine. Sumchis argued on the Truma line. Sumchis Amar Bechulin. Vilo Lanazir Bayayin Lo Palig. But a Nazir, Sumchis agrees that a Nazir could use wine. My Taima. What's the difference between a Nazir using wine and a Yisrael using Truma? Efshar de Mitchell and his Yeruse. Because it's possible for the Nazir to go to a Chacham and to be Shoel and to retract this whole Nazirus. So like Mara says, Ihachi, Truma Nami, Efshar de Mitchell, Ilave, Truma too. I could be Shoel on my Hafrash's Truma. I could retract on that. Even though Achronim point out, it might not be such a good idea because then you'd be making a bracha of Atala Lomafreya. So are you really allowed to do this? Right? The bracha of Lahafrish would be Lovatala. But anyway, can you be Mafrish? The Gemara says, E Mitchell Ale Hajulativle. No, if I'm Shoel, it'll still be Aser. So it doesn't make a difference. Either it's Truma now to me, or it's Tevel. So it's gonna be Aser anyway. Valibra Jalemi Magam Acher. Aye, so why don't you just be Mafrish from somewhere else? So then this could be Mutter. Lo Nechshdu Chaver and Litchom Shlomo Nemukaf. No, we don't assume that people are going to be Mafrish from it tfuah, from grain that is not touching, that is not connected to this grain. Meaning we're going to take some of this. But take off some of it. Not all of it's going to be usr. You'll take off some of it. No, we have the minimum shear of two sudos. If you take any off, you're not going to have enough for an erev anyway. That's why Sumchis would say here it's no good. Umay Pascha, how can you make such a generalization? Sumchis argues in all cases. It must be that Sumchis, the reason that Sumchis says it's a problem is because he goes like the Rabbanan. You're going to tell me he's going to be Shoel? So he's going to be Tevel. He's going to have to be Mafrish. He can't be Mafrish now. Because all these Surei Rabbanan are still usher during Ben Hashmashas. Maybe there are one or two exceptions like Amir La'akum and the like. But regularly Surei Rabbanan still usher Ben Hashmashas. So therefore, that's why Sumcha says it is a problem. Period. Kaman Ozla, one more section. So who is the author of the following Mishnah? Haditzan Yesha Amru Hakolafi Mashu Adam. Sometimes you have very subjective shiurim in halacha. Malei kumso mincha. How much komes when a kohen does a carbon mincha with his three middle fingers? And how much mincha does he have to have under? How much flour? Depends on his hand size. Right, every Kohen is different. Malo chafnav, ketores. And how much does a Kohen have to take every day for the ketores to burn on the inner mizbeach? However much his fistful holds. Fahashosa maliluglam b'yom kippurim. And if you drink the shear of drinking on Yom Kippur, ube mazon shtei sudos le'erif. So you see, all of these are subjective. Keman, who is the one that says that? Amar Rabbi Zeira, sumchisi, damar mai dechazi lebe'ina. And that's sumchis, who says, everybody's, you gotta have something that's roi for you. A Kohen, a Yisrael, a Nazir, v'chulu, unless you could be Shoel and make it roi for you. Lema pliga de Rishim and Elazar. Is this arguing on Rishim and Elazar who we had earlier? Detanya. Rishim and Elazar Omer, ma'arvin l'chole ula zakin kedei mezono ula ra'avton v'suda b'ena shakal adam. Remember, Rishim and Elazar says that by a ra'avton, you don't have to go by him. You go by a benoni. So you see, it's not personalized. So targuma achola v'zakein. No, it could very well be that he does agree because the first two targuma achola v'zakein. It is personalized. Mizo no. Ravton, you don't take seriously. But ladaito it's a kol adam. Maybe a ravton is not considered a type of individual. Achola a zakein. It's not like one person. A nazir, a group of people. A nazirim, yisraelim, zakeinim, cholim. A ravton. He doesn't have any status. And there's the Batla Daito by those. So Lamaisa, there are four shitas that come out in the Tanoim, what you need for an Erev Tchum. You have Beis Shammai according to Chananya, that you gotta bring out all your food. You gotta bring, not all your food, all your kalim. Your couch and your bed, that's Beis Shammai of Chananya. The other Beis Shammai of the Braisa is that you need food that's fit for yourself, for the Ma'ariv Atzmo. We have Sumchis. As long as it is possible for it to become roi for yourself. And then we have the Shita of the Rabbanan, or Beis Hillel, that as long as it's even roi for somebody else, all you need is the food. You don't need the kalim. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ez Hashem, we will continue with Cohen and Beis HaPras, B'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we will continue.